This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2176. Tired of awesome? Try this phrase to respond positively in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. There is one phrase that you hear a lot on this podcast, which indicates a positive response. Today, listen in to decide if you want to adopt this phrase into your English vocabulary for better connection. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
Excellent, Michelle. I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. Would you say that you're overall a positive person?
Yeah, I would say for sure. For sure, I lean in the positive direction. I don't know. I think life is good. I feel good. Yeah. What about you? Are you pretty positive, would you say?
I think especially more lately. I mean, I go through my stages of being a little bit negative, but I like to think of myself as a cheerful, positive person.
Nice. Good stuff.
Good stuff. Yeah, it's great to encourage people, though, of course. We want to make others feel good if we can. And today we have a question about a very native expression. I'm excited for this. This is going to be good stuff, Lindsay.
Yeah, it's a very native expression and it's very kind of personality based. We all kind of have our personality markers, right? Yeah. That we talk about on this show. We talked about maybe making t-shirts for them one day.
Yes, I feel funny.
This is one of them for at least a few of us on the team. It is definitely kind of a personality marker. But Michelle, first, before we go into all the good stuff, what do our listeners need to know about Google Podcast Player, the app, Google Podcasts?
It is no more.
Going away.
Going away. So make sure that you hit follow now, but not there.
Not there.
You're not going to get the episodes there. So please, you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You could watch us on YouTube. You have still so many options, but not Google Podcasts. So guys, if you are listening right now on Google Podcasts, make sure that you switch. Make the move.
Get ahead of the game, as we say, and make the move now because very soon it is going away. This happens in any industry. Podcasting is not unique. Different apps close, shut down, things change. We don't have control over their decisions, but you guys can always find a great new place to listen because All Ears English is going strong 5 days a week now, Michelle.
That's right. Yeah. Love it. So today we have a question from Yama, our listener. Lindsay, could you read the question for us?
Yeah. So Yama says, today, I would like to know the occasion to use good stuff, which is used by you guys many times in conversations. Is it a common phrase in conversations among native English speakers? Good question from Yama. What's our answer? Yeah. Is it common?
Yes, it's very common. Sure. What do you think?
I would say it is common. Yeah. I would say it's particularly common for us because, like I said, it's a personality. I mean, I would say I use this a lot. I'm not sure if you use this, Michelle. Do you feel like you use this on the show a lot? I don't know. We have to ask.
I'd have to go through some transcripts. Yeah, right? Guys, let us know. But so you think you use it a lot?
I feel like I do. So I wouldn't say it is like uber common, right, in the greater world of native English speakers. But it's common on our show because it's kind of a bit of a habit for me, but it's a positive habit, right? So if you start using it, if you want to add it into your vocabulary, there's no harm because it's positive, it's receptive, it's connection. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what we're going to be talking about. So maybe your t-shirt would just say good stuff.
maybe. I don't know. Probably. Yeah. That's so funny.
So good stuff. If you're not using it in the good stuff way that we're going to talk about, it basically could just mean good things. Right. So, for example, you could just use it in this way. Let's just focus on the good stuff and we will worry about the rest later. So that's a little bit different than how we're talking about it today. Today we're talking about it more like a expression, an excellent exclamation, a response.
Exactly. A response, right? Kind of a like when someone says something good, what are you going to say, right? So what does it mean? What does good stuff mean? And when do we use it? It's kind of similar to saying that's great, that's wonderful.
Awesome.
But for me, awesome feels, I just get tired of awesome. Amazing is a new one that's kind of in style right now. Amazing. but I don't want to be too trendy, right? So that's great is kind of textbooky, and wonderful is a little over the top. So good stuff.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Hey guys, I mentioned a few months ago that I'll be taking a trip to Panama in April. So now that my trip is just a few weeks away, I've been checking out the lessons on Rosetta Stone about tourism, just to brush up on all of the words that I will need when my plane lands in Panama City, like maletas, viajar, and more. We always say on All Ears English that it's important to learn vocabulary in context. Not everyone is learning for the same reason. So since Rosetta Stone lets you select your learning goals like tourism or business, you actually get relevant vocabulary and pronunciation for what is happening in your life right now. Also, we like Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership offer. It offers 25 different languages for any or all trips and languages that you might need forever. Maybe you want to take multiple trips and learn different languages throughout your lifetime. Well, you can do it with Rosetta Stone. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses that Rosetta Stone has to offer at 50% off. It is a steal. So don't put off language learning any longer. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a limited time, All Ears English listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/AEE. That's 50% off unlimited lifetime access to 25 language courses, and that is for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/AEE today, and I will see you there. Okay, Michelle, let's give our listeners some clear examples so they can understand what's the context of this phrase.
Okay, so here we go. Let's do a little role play.
All right. I just made the most delicious brownies. You have to come by and try them.
Oh, good stuff, Lindsay. I'll be there soon.
nice. good stuff. So you're just saying, you're saying that's great. Or that's exciting, or I'm interested. It's an affirmative reaction, right?
Exactly. Right, exactly. It's an affirmative reaction. So let's do another one. Susie passed all her exams.
Good stuff. So proud. Ooh, this is very native and natural, because instead of saying, I'm so proud, I'm just saying so proud. Very common right now.
Yes, very common.
And I just did it again. I just said very common right now. I dropped the subject and the verb. Interesting. Oh, it'd be fun to do another episode, Michelle, where we do a whole thing and we don't use the subject and the verb like for 5 minutes. And we just
Oh my gosh, that would be really fun.
That would be so fun. So guys, hit follow on the show for sure.
Yeah.
Is it formal or informal, this good stuff? How does it feel to you, Michelle?
To me, this feels more informal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you also, you have to be enthusiastic when you say this word with your intonation. You can't sound robotic. You can't sound monotonous. You can't just say, no. Oh, good stuff. It's good stuff. It just wouldn't work. You have to match the words.
And I think that's why it's a common phrase. I'll speak for myself. I'm a pretty positive person. All Ears English, our brand is pretty energetic, pretty positive, pretty upbeat. And so it fits our conversations. Guys, if it doesn't fit your conversations, don't force this into your vocabulary. This is about personality.
Yeah. And you wouldn't want to use this about something where it just doesn't make sense. It wouldn't be about something huge. Like it's more just an expression of, oh, awesome, great. So if somebody tells you, I just got my thesis was accepted and my PhD. I don't know. I feel like good stuff might not be
too small. Or if someone comes to you and says, I just got engaged.
Good stuff. Right. Exactly. It's for cute little things. I made brownies. Good stuff. Good stuff.
It's very, conversational, connection based, but it's kind of mundane. Let's say it's basic. It's for basic responses for everyday things.
It's benign and mundane.
Yeah. All right. What else does it do, Michelle? So it encourages our listener, right? When you say it encourages someone.
Yeah. It's just positive. It shows you're excited about something. Mm-hmm. And I think it strengthens or builds connection.
I think it also encourages the other person to keep sharing, keep talking. Mm. It builds up their confidence, which is a big part of connection. What we're trying to do is build up the confidence of the person we're speaking with. Right, Michelle?
Right, right. Yeah. What about work? Do you think you could use this at work?
I think so.
Depends on the job, I guess.
Yeah, we talk a lot on our business English course and our courses, our podcast over there, that there's a lot to do around semi-formal English, informal, semi-formal. And formal. So yes, it's informal. I wouldn't say this for something huge at work. For example, you know, here's a good example. Maybe when we're talking about our weekend life, right?
Here we go.
Ah, I just love hiking on the weekends here in Colorado.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. I need to go hiking again soon.
And so in a sense, it's almost like a filler, right?
I heard you. That's cool.
Right, right. There's a lot of things we could say instead, right? There are other things. For example, nice.
Right. How great.
Excellent. Excellent. Right. A little more formal. Right. And we could go on. The list could go on. So I don't want to say this is super, super common, right? Among every group on every native English speaking podcast, you're not going to hear it all over the place. You hear it from us because it's a personality type of marker and it fits our style, right, Michelle?
Right, right. Yeah, that's true. We're here to be energetic. We're here to be positive. Yeah. And so it just comes out.
Well, it's also very genuine. Like, that's just our basic orientation to the world. So we try to give you very natural English. So that's why it comes out, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So should we do a role play?
Yes, here we go. So here we are, friends catching up after a while. Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, so can you believe it? Benny is already 10.
Wow, that's crazy.
He's on the sports team at school and everything.
Good stuff. He always seemed athletic, even from a young age. Francine's on the soccer team at school.
Oh, how great.
Yeah, she loves it.
Nice, nice. And I'm starting a new job. I'm so excited.
Excellent.
Wow, lots of good things going on here.
So happy. Yes, lots to catch up on.
All right, so I said Benny is 10 and he's on the sports team at school, right? And you said, Michelle?
I said, good stuff.
Yeah. I think it also does appropriately fit for responding to a kid's accomplishments, right? Because it's a little animated, it's a little enthusiastic, it's kind of fun. If a kid came up to you and said, hey, auntie, right? I scored in my soccer game. Good stuff.
And sometimes you say it once and sometimes you say it twice. Good stuff.
Sure.
Good stuff.
Yeah, you don't have to say it twice. But and then you said something else. You said Francine, your other child maybe, is on the soccer team at school. And I said, I said, how great. I also could have said, that's great.
That's great. Right.
And that could be another episode. of All Ears English.
Yeah.
Then what else, Michelle?
Then I said, yeah, she loves it. And you said, nice, nice.
Mm-hmm. And then I said something else, and I'm starting a new job.
Ooh, so I said, excellent.
So a lot of ways. So as you can see, there you have a lot of other choices. I would say if you feel like this good stuff fits your personality, go for it. It is also good to mix it up, right?
Right.
Like on this show, I could probably think about mixing it up a bit more and trying different things, right? You know, or it's fun to have kind of a personality marker, something you say repetitively that you become known for. That's okay until you get tired of it and then you move on to something else, right, Michelle? Yeah.
True. Yeah. But if you want to start to use this, throw it in, see if it feels like you, right? You might not know until you try. And maybe you'll say it and then you'll say, oh, whoa, that really... It's fun for me to say I like it, or maybe I'll just say that I feel a little awkward. It's not me.
Yeah. So kind of our call to action, our takeaway for our listeners is see if this fits. See if it fits you. At your level, guys, at the B2, B1, B2, C1, 99% fluency level, you have lots of choices. Now is the time to sculpt your language choices and make them like you. Make them fit you. Yeah. So it's such a fun time, right?
Yes, definitely. Yes. All right. So I just wanted to thank our listener for that question. This was fun. This was good stuff. I guess we should call it a day, Lindsay.
All right, Michelle, you have a good rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.